The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Last week, I was in New England studying America's history. I was awestruck by the many monuments and markers in that region which told of our history. Our beginnings there speak to us in a great way concerning our biblical roots. Everywhere I turned, there were references to the work of Jesus Christ in the lives of our ancestors. Why did our forefathers place these monuments there? Why are their words so specific in their instruction to us? For example, in Plymouth, Massachusetts, where the Pilgrims first landed, there is a large stone placed over the spot where they buried half their number that first winter. On the back of that stone is printed some words we definitely need to hear. They state, quote, "Here, under the cover of darkness, the fast dwindling company laid their dead, leveling the earth above them lest the Indians should learn how many were the graves." Reader, history records no nobler adventure for faith and freedom than that of this pilgrim band. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and cold, they laid the foundations of a state wherein every man through countless ages should have liberty to worship God in his own way. The words continue, "May their example inspire you to do your part in perpetuating and spreading the lofty ideals of our republic throughout the world." End quote. They obviously wanted those of us in future generations to know the price which was paid for our liberty. They wanted us to know the truth about our history. This is actually a biblical idea. When Joshua led the Jewish nation into the Promised Land, he set up 12 stones to remind future generations how God stopped the flowing of the Jordan River in this spot to allow them to cross over into the land. He stated this was for the purpose of being, quote, "a sign among you when your children ask you in time to come, saying, 'What do these stones mean to you?' Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it crossed over the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever." Thus, monuments are for the purpose of teaching future generations what God has done in past generations. Sergeant Alvin York, the most famous hero of World War I, confirmed this when he stated, quote, "Educating the boys and girls and telling the gospel of Jesus Christ are far more important to me than reciting my experiences in France. I do not care to be remembered as a warrior, but as one who helped others to Christ." Historical monuments are for the purpose of teaching the next generation that Jesus Christ has been at work in America from the very beginning. Event after event and life after life in the history of America declares the glory of God. What an opportunity we have to get the truth to the next generation by visiting historical places and reading the monuments. Especially those erected before 1930 reveal so unashamedly the work of God in our nation's history. Do you take your children and grandchildren to historic sites so they can learn about the work of God in our past and thus know He's worthy of their trust also? How can they possibly trust Him if they don't know His great power and love for them? What would our ancestors want you to do? More importantly, what does the God who entrusted them to you want you to do? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again is heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.